Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, September 11. In his letter to the people of Christ in Rome, the Apostle Paul wrote that God intends for those who follow Christ to become images of Christ. And this understanding applies to all who follow Christ in any time period or location. Of course, we do not look like Christ, but then it's not the physical image of Christ that we are invited to become. It's the spiritual image. What does the spiritual image of Christ look like? What words would you use to describe it? Many today are remembering the horrific events that occurred on September the 11th, 2001. Some very clear and vivid images come immediately to mind when I recall that day. Images that threaten to overshadow Paul's message about the image of Christ that would dwell within. That is, until I remember and imagine the heroic passengers on the plane that went down in rural Pennsylvania, and the firefighters, police, and other rescue workers who ran into those burning buildings, and the countless others who performed untold acts of heroism, compassion, and love in the very face of those horrific events. We must never allow the too easily conjured images of horrors to overshadow the powerfully inspiring, equally vivid images of Christ at work in the world through his people. The men who hijacked those planes were driven by a twisted and perverted spirituality that they believed would reward their acts of violence and murder in the next life. The people of Christ are driven by a very different spiritual imagery, a spirituality of merciful love, whose only reward is nearness to the one who inspires their acts of compassion in this world of hurting people, without regard for otherworldly reward or any reward beyond being the image of Christ. And I want to be clear that the 9/11 terrorists were not representative of Islam, which is a religion of love, peace, and tolerance. Those men believed and lived by a perverted version of Islam in much the same way that many who consider themselves Christians live by a perverted version of it. Perhaps the imagery of this day of remembrance actually helps us describe the image of Christ in the world and within ourselves. So let's return to the questions with which we began. What does the spiritual image of Christ look like? What words would you use to describe it? In what way or ways do you sense yourself being called to live in the image of Christ? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.